Yeah. Can you hear me? No? Still no? You're so faithful. Thank you. Good morning. Praise the Lord. It is indeed an honor and a blessing to be here and to give the word this morning. I just want to thank Pastor Jack in a very special way allowing me to bring the word this morning. I thank the Lord for His goodness and His kindness and His tender mercies. I thank the Lord for my family. My husband could not be here today. Many of you know that he is still ill, still needing your prayer. Thank you. Thank you for the ones that are praying because they are felt, truly felt. Thank you, Lord, for my sister-in-law being here, Cliff. I think she's sitting in for Cliff. And I thank the Lord for her in a very special way as well. This morning, I have been given an assignment, and the pastor talked about all week long. I mean, he's been stealing my message all week long. And one of the things that he said was that we are the reason for Christmas. And I agree with that, because had it not been for the fall of man, like you said, we wouldn't need Christmas. We wouldn't need a Savior. I was thinking about the fact that Adam and Eve was in this perfect garden. I mean, you can't get better than perfect, right? My goodness, they had it made. I'm still trying to get there. But yet, they fell. And the question, when they fell, the question asked was, where are you, Adam? Where are you? Again, it's not that God didn't know where they were. Sometimes we don't know where we are. Amen? And this morning, I want you all to focus more off of the traditional Christmas. Okay? Let's get rid of the traditional Christmas. And let's begin to find out where we are in the real story of Christmas. Amen? God has a blessing for each and every one of us if we hear the word. Now, you and I need each other. I want you to know that. We need each other. We face many problems. There are many situations out here today. So many things. So many, even among the youth. You don't even know who you are. Sometimes you just lost your identity. And you just swayed this way, that way. And, you know, we got so many things to deal with. And we don't want to get caught up in the tradition and all the things that are going on and wrapped around this thing called Christmas. And today I'm going to speak to you concerning the wise men. Wise men seek Jesus. And they seek him in a different way than what we normally seek him during the holiday. I was thinking that I don't really want to get rid of the holiday. I want to have Christmas every day of my life. Every day of my life I want to have Christmas. Because, you see, if you're looking at me right now, you see a person that is not perfect. You see a person that have a great need this morning. I'm looking at you. You have great needs too. So why would I want to get rid of Christmas? Don't let it be for December the 25th, but every day of your life, let it be Christmas for you. Look at somebody and say, it's Christmas every day for me. Amen. Because until I'm healed, until I'm set free from all my infirmities, I'm going to need Him. And that's why I came up with the sermon this morning, Wise Men Still Seek Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that we still seeking Him because we need Him. I'll be reading from Matthew. Now, I know that everybody used the story in Luke. This morning, I'm using the story in Matthew. Let me give you just a little history about Matthew. Matthew, a Jewish leader, a tax collector, and he also was a disciple of Jesus. Matthew wanted to show that Jesus is not just for the Jewish people, but He was for the whole world. And I appreciate Him for demonstrating that. I need to see that. Because sometimes we get in these little groups, splits and whatever, and they want you to see what they want you to see. Amen? But He let you see that Jesus is mindful of all of us. Black, white, yellow, green, whatever color you are, whatever job you hold, whatever position in life you hold, He is concerned about you as well as He is for me. Isn't that good news? That's a miracle to me in itself. Because everybody, you see so many people caught up in themselves and they think, well, this is only for me. But it's not. It's for everybody. Whosoever will. Are you among the whosoever will? I am. I'm part of the whosoever will family. And He said, whosoever will, let him come. If you seek the Lord, you'll find Him. And these wise men sought the Lord. I'm reading from the second chapter, 1-2 for right now. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, I want you to note Bethlehem, the house of bread. That's what that is, the house of bread. And when you think about bread, what do you think about? You think about being sustained. Amen? I was looking at the Garden of Eden, and they were sustained. They had everything. Here, with the Lord our Savior, you have everything. Everything you have need of is in Jesus. Amen? So now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. First of all, the magi, the magio is the Hebrew word for it, were kind of like astrologers. And they studied the stars and the exact time Jupiter, Saturn, all that. The exact time they come together or whatever. You know? I don't know too much about that. I'm not a science major. My husband is. But the Magi were, you know, traditional says that the Magi was at the nativity scene and all that. Get that out of your head. They were not at the nativity scene. I'm sorry to tell you. They didn't come on the scene till perhaps 1-2 years, when Jesus was 1-2 years old. Amen? Let's get that straight. And I believe that they're now in Nazareth during the time that the wise men came to him. Amen? And the term magi is wise men. And I always like to say the word wisdom, people of wisdom. Amen? To be wise is to have knowledge. But not just knowledge, but knowledge guided with understanding. Understanding is the key here. Let's get an understanding. These were philosophers, men of great, you know, learning or whatever. Luke kind of tells the story of the shepherds who were the lowly of people. And, you know, shepherds, the ones that worked as shepherds, they're kind of low in the workforce. Amen? But your wise men were learned people. And Matthew shows that God's concern for all people, whether you're, you know, intellectual like Haley is, whether you like me, that, you know, on the middle range here. I'm not dumb, but I'm not super smart either. But God is concerned about me as well. Amen. And that's what Matthew shows in his analogy of this lesson. I love this about everything about this lesson because it really centered around the whole world. And I don't want to get caught up in there, but I want you to see that. I want you to understand that our Savior came for everybody. I just want to stress that. And if we can, during this holiday, remember that everybody that God created was created in His image and in His likeness. And that means that they were created pretty good. Pretty good. Amen. So, at this time of the year, you notice that people are overwhelmingly friendly. And I mean, you can get almost anything from people now. I mean, really. They'll open the door for you. They'll say kind words to you. And I just want us to focus on that throughout the time of our life. Amen. Again, I want to talk about the Magi. We don't know exactly how many there, but you know, people say there was three. We three kings of Orient are. I don't know how many there were. And then some say that there were three for they represented Noah's children, Japheth, Shem, and Ham. They were descendants of him. I don't know about that either. But what I do know, that these wise men were concerned enough to leave their place to go and search for Jesus, to follow Him. And it's hard to get people to follow you. It really is. Because they don't always understand instruction. You know we are. We're that type of people that we don't always understand instruction. So these wise men were wise enough to follow a star. When I go outside to look at a star, I have no imagination to follow a star. I don't know, maybe some of you do. I could not even fathom following a star. I look up and I've seen a falling star, but I have never seen a star to just travel and I travel behind it. But these wise men did so. They followed it. The thing that I like about the wise men in their following Christ was that they knew exactly and they understood exactly the reason for it. You know, some of us don't even know who Jesus is. They didn't even understand who He was at the nativity scene. The Israelites were, you know, they were still having issues with Him being their Savior. We had room for things and other things, but we had no room for Jesus, who was the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Didn't know who He was. That's amazing to me that these wise men knew. If we're going to be wise men today, we're going to have to know who we are and whose we are. You got to know that. That's wisdom. Because if I know that I'm a child of God, I can ask my daddy for anything I want. And I expect my daddy to do it. I know Alicia can get daddy to do almost anything for her. Amen. That's the way our Lord and Savior is concerned about us, to the point that we can ask. And these wise men knew they had a need. Anytime you seek Jesus, you're seeking Him for something that you have need of. Amen? Well, I noticed that Jesus seeks us. He sought me. I mean, I couldn't find Him, so I know he had to find me. I mean, where could you find Him? So did I seek him? No, He sought me in my mess. In my mess, I said, thank God for Him seeking me. These wise men wanted to know, where are you? Where is He that is born King of the Jews? That's the question you and I should be asking. You know, don't let the pride get in where you don't seek the one you need. I want you to know about the star. I don't want to lose focus on the star, because that star was very significant. That star was just like the cloud the Israelite was led by in the day. The pillar of cloud in the day and the pillar of fire at night. That was His Shekinah glory. His presence. He will lead you if you let Him. My thing, if you lead me, Lord, I hope to follow You. Because I don't have to worry about following Jesus, because I'm not going to get lost. Now, if you follow me, you might get lost. If I follow you, I might get lost. But these wise men knew, and they understood it. The mighty God revealed. Amen. The mighty God revealed. They knew that. And they followed Him. That star was the star that was prophesied in the Old Testament. I believe in Numbers, the 24th chapter, in the 17th verse, there will be a star out of the root of Jesse. Came out of the root of Jesse. David was the descendant of Jesus. And it was also prophesied in Michael, the 5th chapter, in the 2nd verse, also that the child, and that's in the lesson where they were talking about the prophecy that Herod wanted to know about. Let me read that right quick. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. I love when the enemy is at trouble. Amen. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Listen, this man was not the rightful heir to the kingdom. He was a Jew by force. So he didn't know the laws. He didn't know anything. So he had to get with the learned people, the Sanhedrin council, amen, to find out what the prophet said. What was going on here? Why is this man, this child being born, he's going to disturb the government? You know, Jesus wasn't interested in the government. The government shall be upon His shoulder. Amen? He's not interested, y'all, in a kingdom here on earth. His kingdom is greater than what's on earth. He have a heavenly kingdom. And He's mindful of us in it, trying always to get us there. Trying to get us focused off ourselves into the kingdom mine, the kingdom realm. Because that's where it is. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all of His righteousness, and everything that you have need of will be added unto you. Our problem is that we seek things before we seek the King. We go after everything but Jesus. And these wise men is trying to direct us to that point because they knew exactly how to do it. And I'm impressed with them. I'm very impressed with them. Now, Herod the king was a wicked man. This man killed just about everybody in his family because he had issues. And the issues had him. So he didn't want Jesus to be born. So he sent the wise man to go inquire where he should be born. And report back to me now, when you find out where he is, you come back to me and tell me where he is so I can worship him too. All lies. The enemy is a deceiver, y'all. He wants to kill, steal, and destroy our lives. He had no intention of worshiping our Savior. His aim was to destroy him. Because he knew that this man would probably be better than he was, and he was. He knew, the wise men knew that this Jesus would save them from their sins. And he knew that ever a need they had, that this king would supply their needs. I'm impressed with their wisdom. So when they left, they didn't leave, you know, normally, because they had the Shekinah glory on their lives. The star led them. And listen to the miracle here. The miracle was the star led them directly to the house where our Savior was. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was led to where my Savior was and I was able to see Him, I can imagine what kind of worship these wise men did. My God. I would enter into His house with thanksgiving. I would enter into Him with praises. I would go down on my knees and I would say, thank you, Lord, for your goodness. I would say, thank you, Lord, for your kindness and your tender mercy unto me, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do in my life. I see you, Lord, as Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that's going to provide for me. Lord, I see you as Jehovah, my peace, Jehovah Salam. I see you, Lord, as Jehovah Shammah. You are ever present in my life, God. I see you, Lord, as Jehovah Makadish. You are my sanctifier, Lord. I see you, Lord, as Jehovah Nisi, because you're going to fight my battles today for me, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because every good and perfect gift is coming from you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I bless your holy name, Lord. This is what I believe they were doing. I mean, I don't know, but I'm telling you what I would be doing this morning because I got to need Jehovah. I need you, Lord, to heal my husband this morning. You know, I need you, Lord. You know, that's why I still seek the Lord, because there is always something. You know what? I don't care what. You know, you get over one thing, and there is another thing. Every time you think you have this thing mastered, you think you can shout because the victory is yours, and next minute you got something else going on to defeat you.
But I tell you right now, my steps are ordered by Jesus this morning. I'm here because He loves me so. Hallelujah. And He loves you as well. If you got any issues this morning, don't give the enemy no praise, no worship. Give it all to the hands of Jesus, who is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before His Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm not here to preach. I'm here to teach this morning. Amen. But a little bit of that is coming out too. So Herod sends the wise men over. The star is directing them, leading them, and guiding them to the house. They are praising Him. They are worshiping Him. And they give Him the gifts. You know, offer Him the gifts. What a mighty God that you're able to offer gifts unto the Lord. I told you the wise men knew who Jesus was. I'm going to tell you how I know this. The gift that they gave Him. They gave Him a gift. Excuse me for 1 minute here. Thank you, Lord. They gave Him a gift of gold. That's a king. That's for the kingship. That's for His deity. Then they gave Him frankincense. That's an herb, a spice kind of herb. To let Him know that's the life He's going to live. Our Lord and Savior is going to live this life. He's going to heal so many people of their diseases. Amen? I apologize. Thank you, Lord. And the myrrh that they offered to Him. The myrrh would represent His death and burial. That's what they used. That was embalming fluid that they used. All of this represent Jesus as Lord. But I believe that they also looked for a resurrection too in here. They knew that He would be resurrected. And their lives were going to be different and changed. This King's purpose on earth and purpose for us was for us to reverence Him, to give Him the glory, to give Him the honor that He's so worthy of. Amen? I just want you to know our purpose in this thing, the purpose that the wise men left with me. I don't know if you read the story, but this is the purpose that I have, that I received. Number one was, they recognized God's control and they gave reverence. Number two, His plan is for us to live eternally with Him. Because man has eternity set in his heart, this is where eternity is in your heart. He has a unique purpose for us all. I want to encourage you to find out your purpose. The purpose of the wise men was to give Him glory, to give Him honor, to present these gifts to Him. But what is your purpose today? What did God call you to do? We should be about our Father's business. The plan of salvation is at hand, and what are we doing with it? Why aren't we sharing the gospel? Why aren't we loving each other and bearing each other up in love? Why aren't we doing that? Why aren't we meeting the needs? God is not going to come down. He's already been down before. He are using you and I to bear each other up, to meet the needs for everybody. And I thank you guys for meeting the needs on our behalf. You are meeting them. But some of us are not meeting the needs. And you know who you are. And I'm not here to criticize or condemn anybody. But just as the wise men knew their responsibility,
get wise and know what your responsibilities are. As I close my come to my conclusion and closure, I want the Lord to use me this morning with the gift that I know that I've been given. And that's the gift of knowledge. I told the Lord that I would use my gift this morning. I haven't done it so much in this church, but I have used my gift. And I want you all to just take a lead from me. I mean, this is new for me as well. But if you know your purpose, step out of your comfort zone and let God use you in those gifts. That's what Christmas to me is all about, is giving back to God what He's given to you. Amen? That's the gift that keeps on giving to me. Giving Him back what He's put in you. It's not for you to sit on Him. It's not for somebody to admire you from afar off. It's for you to put in practicality the gifts of God. And this morning, I'm not doing this for showmanship. I want you all to know that. I mean, it's not about me. It's not about you. But it's for the purpose of God. Just as the wise men brought gifts, I brought gifts this morning. And I brought gifts for particular people. I already know the Lord has already led me to who they are. Amen? And you say, well, this is not the people. I'm going to tell you right now, they're not needy people. It's not for the needy right now. It's for the purpose. Amen? Because I believe in giving to those that are in need. And this morning, if you don't mind, I have Pastor Adam, your wife, and his wife. I know Pastor Eric is in the children's church, right? But I need him. I need him. Amen? And I need Cindy while she's leaving. I need my pastor. Is Jana available? Jana. She's in children's church. Can somebody just substitute for her for a moment? Okay, amen. Amen. And this is not out of order. I already talked to the pastor about it. And I just want you guys to know that it's all in what God called us to do. It's only the purpose of God was saved. Only the purpose and plan of God. Because He's the one that order our journey. He order our steps. Whatever situation you're in this morning, you speak to your storm. Begin to speak to your storm because you purpose to speak to your storms. Don't let situation have you. You have situation. Amen? You began to call those things that be not as though they were. Because you purpose to do that. You're a wise woman. Amen? We're all wise men because we love the Lord. Amen. These are our leaders. Amen. Your wife, I need your wife too. Because I feel like the leaders' wives are very important. They are the thermostats. They can turn you up and they can turn you down.
Amen.
Amen. When I came to this church, Jana was the thermostat. If she had came with you, you were just outstanding receiving us. I appreciate you because you're the one that most people come into the church and look at. I mean, they shouldn't, but they do. And when I came into our church, I always looked for the wives. And you had the most pleasant smile like you have right now. And it just received me well. And I had no problem staying here. And I know you don't focus on people, because people are not God's purpose for me. He is the purpose. He gives me purpose. When I came here, my step was ordered by God, not by Pastor Jack or Jana. Amen? And I just want it to be known today that you, as leaders in the house of God, God is well pleased. God is well pleased because you have stood by Pastor Jack. The Lord gave me love, that love is your gift. And I know you have an issue there, but you know what? I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. And you know, he has admitted this himself. I'm not just saying this. But God said, you have love. I mean, if you didn't have love, Jack, I would not be here. Do I look like I belong in an all-white church? I'm serious. I do. You know, yes. But I'm just saying, it had to be love that, you know, would keep you there. He could have put us out. My husband told you about an incident where they told us we were at the wrong church. Because there was no black people there. And they said, well, you're at the wrong church. So, I know I'm at the right church. I know that I'm not fearing, I'm not shaking or anything. I'm at the right church at the right time. I'm in the right place. And I thank God because it's the love that compels us to be here. And Jana, again, you have been so supportive to our pastor. I know this. I look at you often. You may not know this, but I see how you take care of our pastor. And I see how he takes care of you. That's important to women like myself who's in the ministry to be able to see that, so I can go home and take care of my husband in that same respect. And I do have a gift for you. Again, not for showmanship, but to bless people with meaningful gifts. Say something good about the people. If you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. It's okay. For you, Adam, I always look at you as well. Our leader. The leader of the young youth. I look at their smile and the joy that's in them. And that comes from a man who have been feeding your sheep. You've been feeding them. And the joy that they have is just unexplainable. And I know you had a lot to do with that. I know the time that you have on your job, but you still make time for them. I'm just impressed. I really am. And I say you are the jack of all trades. I look at you as the jack of all trades. I mean, if you just commit yourself continuously, as you've already done, that you're already doing. If you continue that, great is your reward. You already know the reward is in heaven, but there's a reward here on earth for you. I prophesy blessing for you and your household because of what you've done to God's least one. Just because of that, there is a reward given to you and your family. Great reward. I appreciate how you tend to your son. I'm very impressed with that. Not a lot of men are doing that today. I was just looking how you just hold him in your lap. He's a little old. But he still holds him in his lap. That's the love of God. To hold your child in your lap when they're about 6, when they're about 7 years old. 8 years old. Isn't it good to know that God still holds us in his arm at 50-some years old? So you're a great inspiration to me and my family. And I want to bless the Lord for you. And another thing that the Lord also spoke to me, and you guys are probably already doing it. Pastor Jack, this is yours for the love. One of the things that the Lord spoke to me about you guys, and I don't know anything because I don't talk to Pastor by anybody. You and this man right here have such unity.
The Bible says where there is unity, there is strength. You understand why your youth is so strong? Because you have that unity. Bring it into your leader. Put it together with Pastor. Let's be unified together. Let him know. Let him feel that same strength that y'all have together. And I know you're close, but you can get even closer. Amen? I want to see that. Amen? This is for you, Adam. God bless you. Eric. This man is an intercessor. I know that. I know that with all my heart. This man intercedes on behalf of so many people. And you deserve so many things. So many things that I couldn't begin to tell you all the things that God has in plan and in store for you. I'm looking at your child, your children. Where's the other one right there? I look at them. And this is how you really know that people are walking the walk, because their children are walking the walk. And I'm not saying that you know, because everybody has children and is not walking, that they're not saved. But you got to go through something. But this man, and I know the children have gone through some things, and I know they're still going through some things. But this man prays for his children. I know that. I don't care if they kind of waver a little bit. He has that prayer that'll bring them back in. And they'll come in and they'll say, Daddy, I need prayer. I need your forgiveness. They know how to do that. And that's a blessing. That is a true blessing, because you knew how to tell your daddy you're sorry. You won't allow the pride to get in you where you say, Daddy, I messed up today. I need your forgiveness. And I know this because I watch you too. And I want you to know that because you are intercessor, God is going to intercede on your behalf as well. Amen. Amen. Keisha. And Sydney. Great women of God. Great women of God. You're so full of talents. You may not let people know what you can do, but you know that there are a lot in you that you don't let people know. Because you will do it if you let them know. You will be used if you let them use it. But you don't let people know what you can do, because you're such a special person. And I say that to you because I watch you as well. And I see how you take care of the youth like they're your own children. They get in trouble, you in trouble. You take them to heart. I mean, whatever is the, you know, problem they're having, that seems to be your problem. And you're like Mother Hubbard, you know. Gather your little babies. And if somebody hurt your baby, you ready to fight for them. I see that in you. And I thank you for being mindful of the children of God. Cindy, you know I know your talents. Who's that? You're more than a praise worshiper. You're a minister of God. You have the power. I say the dunamis power. Not the strength power. The dunamis. To preach and teach God's word. God has called you to the calling, and you know this. I'm just confirming it, that's all, because you already know. Not only that, you have prophecy in you. You know when God, the moving of the Holy Ghost. You know when it's time to say something, but you won't say it. But God tells you to say this. Move when I want you to move. And I'm just here to tell you when you hear that voice, I don't think it's out of order if it's of God. But you are to be subject to the prophet. I understand that. But you know, and you have had opportunities that you just let go by to prophesy.
God is using you and calling you to that purpose. Amen. I know that. But you know what? Many of us are like these people, our leaders. There are many leaders. We talked about leadership in Sunday school this morning. And I didn't say anything because I knew what I was getting ready to do and I would probably spill it. But many of you are like our leaders here, equipped and purposed. If you're wise and like the wise men, you will seek Jesus in your talents and your abilities. And don't care about the people because they have no place to put you. They can't, you know what I'm saying? They can't subtract you. They can't add you. They can't divide you. They can't do anything for you. You're in your own will. You're in your own plans. But only the plan of God will stand. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. You're wasting time. Time is valuable. I thank you guys for letting me do this today. I thank you for your patience and Pastor, I really do appreciate you because you allowed me to do this. And this is something that I wanted to do for a long time, and God used you at the right time to ask me to come forth. And I praise the Lord for you. And Jana, congratulations on your graduating. And I couldn't make it, but I do have that gift as well. But learn to love one another unconditionally. And that's my prayer. And that's my hope for everyone for this year and throughout the rest of your life, is to allow God to use you to the fullest. Let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We want to bless your wonderful name. I just want to thank you, Lord, because you are our guiding star. Lord, wherever you lead us, we will follow. Lord, we want to thank you because you never, never forsake us. You have never left us alone. You're always causing us to purpose and direction, Lord. I thank you for how that you are moving on someone today, oh God, who gave up hope, who is ready to just turn off life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that they will find you and know that you are life giver. If it had not been for you, oh God, on my side, I don't know where I would be this morning. I thank you for your healing virtue, Lord. I thank you because you will keep our minds in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Thank you, Lord, as you dismiss us from this day, but never from your presence. I thank you and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Would you tell her how much we appreciate her this morning? Good word. Good word. You know, one of the things I thought about as she was preaching and teaching this morning, I never thought about the light, the star, you know, that led them to Jesus Christ and how God used that to bring them to the Savior.